You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Aki, have you had to break up with a friend before? Have you broken up has someone broken up with you as a friend?
No, it's true. But I was here. You know what? The thing is that whenever there's a third party that comes into the picture or can be involved in the breakup, you know, you'll hear, yeah, you know, I don't see you anymore. You're a different person.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't like your partner.
Just got married or whatever, you know. It's difficult, you know, when there's a change in the status of your friendship where you're spending more time with somebody else, people feel hurt. But breakups, they're stressful. And I take it so personally because I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah, friendship breakups are hard.
And it's like, I don't like any conflict, and I hate conflict. It really upsets me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you try and avoid those breakups.
Yeah, I try and avoid it. And you know what? I'm the kind of person, even if I'm in the wrong, I will make the approach to make things right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder. No, I'm usually very proud.
You won't.
It takes me a while, and then I'm like, okay, fine, let's talk.
Have you blocked anybody on WhatsApp before?
A friend. Not a friend, a family member.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I block family. I'll block you on social media. I block you. I have no qualms. Sure. I block friends and family.
Best I behave myself. I look forward to listening to that because I think it's going to be such an interesting show. So, Googs, when you go shopping and I'm looking at your wallet sticking out your bag over here, you're always using your card. Do you use any of these? And you know, look, cashless society. I mean, if you look at Uber, that's, you know, not using your card to pay for something.
Yeah.
Do you use anything else aside from Uber and Taxify and these kind of apps?
Well, you know, there's the odd food delivery service that uses a card.
Yes. Well, you don't have to. You can use it via the app.
Yeah. But no, I'm still, my cashless is really my card. I don't carry cash, actual rands in my wallet.
Yeah, you just carry your credit card.
I carry my card, but I'm not at the, and I remember when I was still living in Cape Town and SnapScan came about.
Yes.
And I just thought, I'm not sure. I'm not entirely convinced. I just wasn't an early adopter of SnapScan.
So that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to talk about the apps, the services, the stuff that you can use without having to carry any cash with you. Because although we say it's a cashless society, as Mark Hyman points out on Twitter, he says, all of these applications store your credit card or bank card details. He says the true cashless environment only comes with peer-to-peer payments from your cell phone where you're freed from costly bank charges. So the credit card companies have been very smart, and the banks themselves, because, you know, they own a lot of these apps that we're going to talk about. And, you know, essentially you've got your account still linked to it. So the account, although you might not need a card physically, but your bank details are tied to this. Now, you mentioned SnapScan. SnapScan were one of the early pioneers in this fintech industry, and they use QR codes to make and receive payments. And the good thing about SnapScan is it's really a lot of businesses and small businesses. You mentioned in Cape Town, because it's really big in Cape Town. A lot of small businesses can't afford a credit card machine, for example. So they use they've got their own QR code. So when you want to buy something at a flea market, you just scan it and you pay for it, and they facilitate those payments, which are quite cool. So snapscan.co.za is one of them. The one that I really like is one called Zapper, and they also use a QR code. You download the app, you put your details on it, your credit card details. But for me, what I like about Zapper is there's nothing more than I hate when you've had dinner at a restaurant and you're waiting for the waiter to come with a credit card machine so you can pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that irritates me. So with this and Zapper's big in the restaurants. So there's always a QR code at the end of your bill. So you simply scan and you pay and you can walk out.
Is that what that QR code is
that's
for?
That's what it is. So you
I
don't have to wait for the machine.
I always kind of look at it and I think, I wonder what that's for. But because I don't use QR codes at all, actually, I never think what, okay, so
no, it
so
works
I can
really
pay.
Well. Yeah. So you download the app, zapper.com. It scans your credit card. So you've got your credit card details in there, and then you just pay and you go. Now, the other thing that I'm prone to losing, cards, at shopping malls, your parking ticket, it irritates me. Okay. And I just think the whole system of how these systems work, and these machines always run out of change, and there's always a long queue to pay for your parking. I've been using two services. The one is called Kaching. okay? Mm-hmm. And the other one is called Admit. Now, how these two work is that you simply scan your payment details. In other words, you put your card in the app and you put your car registration in the app. And as you approach the boom, the system knows that your car is registered to this particular card, and the door and the boom opens automatically. And when you leave, you don't have to go and put a card into the machine and pay. So for example, Ka-ching is being used at Melrose Arch, for example. So mm-hmm. I just drive up to the boom opens by itself. I drive out, the boom opens by itself. I don't have to use tickets.
What happens to the ticket you would have taken to get into the mall's parking?
It doesn't. So the system recognizes that your car's arrived and it works out the time accordingly, and then it charges your credit card.
Oh, so no ticket when you get in?
No ticket when you get in or you get out.
The boom just opens?
No, it just opens. Sandton City, for example, use Admit, which is the other competitor to Ka-ching. So these are the two big players, and there's quite a few shopping centers that are using these two systems. But you never have to worry about going to the ticket office and fighting to pay 100 rand for a lost ticket, whatever the case may be. Oh. And you're just in and out of the shopping center, which is fantastic. Now, FNB, which is one of my favorite banks, they've got a few things that, have a cashless society, okay? So they've got, and I only discovered this shamefully, and it's been around for a while, that if you lose your credit card, for example, or you don't have your card with you, right, you can log on to your banking with your app. Okay. Yeah. And you can say, I need to withdraw 1,000 rand from the ATM, and it will send you an SMS
with a pin.
And you go to the ATM and you enter the pin. You don't need your card and you can get cash from that.
Yeah.
And then another useful thing is if you want to send people money, you know, they've got a great e-wallet feature. Most of the banks have got similar kind of services.
Cash send.
Where I can send you the same SMS, say, Googs, you need 1,000 rand. I send it to you. You go to the ATM, you still pull out your money. WeChat is fantastic as well. Now, WeChat is massive in China. I speak to a lot of my Chinese friends. They use WeChat to pay for everything. The WeChat has got its built-in wallet, and they've been developing the system in South Africa quite extensively, and you can buy stuff on it, and you can transfer money, you can buy airtime, pay for electricity and that sort of thing. But in China, they use WeChat for like everything. They pay for taxis. They pay for if you go into a shop, they scan your WeChat and it's linked to your account, your social media account, and it goes through instantly. Very similar to the other services that I've been talking about. And there are other ones that I discovered as well. There's a mobile payment app called Carry. So when you send your kids to school with the envelopes to pay for excursions and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. Carry have got their network around most schools that have registered with Carry. So you as a parent can pay for those, small things, the excursions and tuck shops and Civvies Day and whatever they do through the Carry app instead of giving your kids an envelope with money
with cash
to your teacher.
I remember that. I used to lose the envelope.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I used to use it, and then I used to get home and I used to be so embarrassed. And there were some kids at the tuck shop like ordering 5 meals because of me that I lost my.
Oh, yeah, because now they have extra tuck shop money.
Exactly. And now we talk about the companies like MasterCard. They've got a product called MasterPass, which is also a digital wallet, which really facilitates payment. But where I'm going with this, you see these big banks and the credit card companies, they really are very wary of third-party companies coming in and stealing their thing, because they were making money and commissions from all of these transactions, you see. So these big banks and the credit card companies are buying a lot of these guys, you know, like Zappa, for example, is a SnapScan that's owned by Standard Bank. And then there's one called WalletDoc. And I tweeted this, and I'm getting so many great responses about WalletDoc. I've downloaded it. I haven't made any transactions, but I've been looking through it. What WalletDoc does is it lets you manage and pay your bills wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
When your bill arrives, you know, those small bills like your telephone account and your levies for your home and those kind of things that you forget about, you know. It reminds you when those bills are due, and it sends you all the account and reference numbers, and it also stores your bills electronically, which is quite cool. And a lot of people are raving about WalletDoc.com. And then lastly, my favorite one that I've been using, and I don't know about you, Googs, but the fact that you have to carry all the loyalty cards in your bag, your Woolies card, your at-home card, this, that, your Dis-Chem card, your gym card. So this is called wallet. This is called store card. Okay. It's an app. It costs you nothing, and you simply scan all your cards And whenever you arrive at the till, you open up your Woolies card and you scan it on the scanner. So you don't have to pull out your card each time. So I've got all my cards stored on my phone. You know, so they've been quite clever because they've got the logos of most of them. So I've got my Vita card, I've got my Woolworths card, my Virgin card, the Body Shop, there's Macro, there's Pick and Pay, Smart Shopper, there's my SAA card, there's my eBucks, there's Discem. So they're all on here. I don't have to carry them because it just makes your wallet bulky.
It does.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm trying to think of my purse. If I then do away with all my loyalty cards and the only card I'm carrying is, it would be my ID, my smart card and my bank card.
Yeah.
Then I actually don't need a purse that size because I currently have it because I carry all of my loyalty cards.
Yeah. I think it's time for us to do a lifestyle audit on Googs's loyalty cards. How many do you have?
I actually don't have that many. I think I have... six at most. There's a Smart Shopper, there's a Woolies card, there's a Clicks card, a Discem card, a Miss Salon London Hair, Zanya. There is a gym card, my Virgin Active card.
What level loyalty are you at Miss Salon London?
Whatever is the lowest.
Shocking. I must have a word to Azali.
Please don't enter. This is our friendship's end when there's a third party. We started this conversation about third parties entering friendships. So, yeah, I don't have all that many. About 6 or 7. The one I use the most are the grocery shop stores because that makes sense.
Well, look, the irony of this whole conversation, Googs, is that I'm coming to you with a solution to make your life more simple. But actually, we're making our lives a bit more complicated because now you've got to download all these apps. And this is the frustration I have with modern technology is that – you know, we're trying to simplify things, but yet you have to have all of these things to make your society completely cashless because some of the restaurants aren't on SnapScan, so you need to have Zapper. Not all the parking lots are using Kaching, so if you're going to go to Santa, you need to have the other one. And I get a sense that each of these guys have identified a certain segment in the market that's not really captured in terms of making this seamless experience. And, you know, people are using very niched products to cater for specific segments of the market, which is why I now have 9 different apps to facilitate my
to avoid
cashless society.
Cash. Someone asking the question, it's not quite related to this, but you know how we need passwords for everything?
Yes.
Password for your Gmail, your WhatsApp, your Facebook, your Twitter. And someone says, is there an app to keep all of your passwords? Because you also want good passwords, which are generally very hard to remember.
Yeah, they are. Actually, there's a couple of great products. Now, if you're using an Apple phone, I use an Apple phone, for example. And what it does is if you specifically looking for one of your passwords and you start entering it on the website, it uses your eyes to scan and authenticate you, and like you do with your bank and everything, and it can also enter your password details like that, so it remembers it on the system.
Mm-hmm.
The other app that I use that really, really works very well, and just like your caller, you know, there's things like you want your investment accounts and you can't remember all of these passwords. I use a piece of software called 1Password. The letter, the number one, not written, but just the letter number one, the number one, and then password. If you download that, there's a paid version, there's a free version. And what 1Password does is it uses one master password, but all your other passwords are stored underneath there. So I've got a very tough password that sometimes I must try and remember because it's quite a complicated
one. So you just have to remember the password
just
that
one
rules
password.
Them all. The
one
master
password, and everything else is there.
Uh-huh.
And I store everything in my 1Password account. So I hope it never gets hacked.
Because then you're in trouble.
Because then I'm in big poo.
Aki, yes. Pleasure chatting to you.
Likewise, Googs. I'm looking forward to the next 45 minutes.